Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, here's the thing, right? You know I'm friends with SARS because I have to go there quite often to make sure that things are compliant, right?
Okay.
And this one time I was there and I was told a story of a guy who works there. And this one time he pulled up in a convertible, brand new.
Oh my word.
Brand new convertible. And before the day was over, he was already under investigation.
Of course. Of course.
It turned out that he's married to a very wealthy wife and, you know, everything was above board. But before they conducted the investigation, they were like, yo, I wonder what's going on. The presidency has spoken about doing last-hour audits on public servants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing we were talking about earlier on, Vunda, she was talking about, you know, a certain minister's spending increased 550% from 2019 onwards. Mm. So while everybody was going through a tough time with lockdown.
Oh, Hamilton, baby.
You see. So there's a legal counsel, the legal counsel CEO, who actually refused to sign last-hour audits for their employees. And they were saying that it's an invasion of their privacy and basically they're not going to sign off on it. And you can decide for yourself whether that's the right way to look at things. But it got me thinking, like, if they conducted last-hour audits on us here in the studio, mm-hmm. would you pause?
With flying colors.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing about last-hour audits is, it's not necessarily that you've got ill-gotten gains or anything like that. It's just that your lifestyle doesn't match what you earn on paper.
According to social media, though, I would fail because I've bought a Jaguar, I've bought Mercedes.
Ooh, a Range Rover.
I've bought all sorts of cars, Shem. According to social media, I would fail.
Because you're always moving in a new one.
Exactly.
So this is your chance now to explain yourself. If you see Mpo, Mpo is in a brand new whip literally every week. Yeah. Why is that, Mpo? Please tell us.
Because I do motoring. So I'm a motoring journalist. And manufacturers will give you new cars that are launched. And you drive them for like a week. And you write about it. So sometimes in a week, I drive like 3 separate cars.
Mm.
So
big cars also, not like small things.
It's only because, so there's 3 of us in the team, and generally I don't like to drive small cars because I'm claustrophobic. So,
but you're a small person. If anybody should be driving a small car.
But have you not noticed? Have you not noticed? Generally, small people love big cars.
Is it like a projection thing?
No, it's just it's more comfortable because we have more space.
But you don't need the space. Saul, for example, I can't put Saul in a Mini. Who's on Pincega?
Yeah.
But Fresh used to drive a Mini Coupe, remember? Remember that tiny, tiny Mini
But it
Cooper.
Was a biggish one.
Yeah, it was also a campaign. It was also a campaign.
No, but he fit properly. So my point is, it's not about the size of the person or the size of the car. If you really want to, you will fit.
It's a preference thing.
Mm. Mm.
Now I'm passing a lifestyle audit. I live a very humble life. And also, if you look up, you pull all the money that I make. It's, well, I like living within my means, especially because I've previously made some financial bad decisions. So I've learned from that, and I don't want to be in a tight spot, you know. So if you, I'll pass it. But flying colors. If I can afford a car, where I'm a 2 million rand car, I'm not gonna go for that. I'd rather go for, you know, a car. Yeah, yeah.
Also, so you have a child that still has a lot of schooling to go through.
Exactly. Even that, you know. So yeah, I'm passing my. And even if I had ill-gotten monies. And let's say I was making 3 million, 5 million a month, you wouldn't still keep the same lifestyle.
There would be no
Nothing
signs.
Would change.
Bundo.
I would pass the lifestyle order.
Never. There's no way. Where not? Never. Please.
She's also always in different cars.
Bruh.
No, but I
Bundo.
Know.
Bundo.
I work.
Bundo. Hey, journalists, news readers. They don't live the life you're living, bro.
Yeah,
no, what a shame. In her defense, she does explain. She does.
No,
there's an explanation for it. I know.
No, but I work. I work elsewhere. I can't believe you guys.
And the cars, you're in a class of your own, right? Even with the cars, eh?
No, so some of those things, you know.
You know.
No, I don't know. I actually don't know.
I like that you know, guys.
Guys,
you know.
I work hard. I'm here later on. I'm on television and it's every single day. So yes. I would pass a lifestyle audit.
We
I
know.
Would definitely pass it.
But they need an explanation. That's what we're saying. A strong Utimalia in Georgia, but they need explanation. It's like, say, Levaleng Ari Velavi.
Like
Give us a shout and let us know. Lifestyle audit. Would you pass or you would they ask questions? We got some tweets. Lots of them. Yoli Samdalosa. Caesar. Funda works hard for her money. The Duke of South Africa saying, I'm currently being bullied by my boss for driving a big car. So I feel like I would fail a lifestyle audit.
I said, ask questions, champ, because the finances are not financing. Like, below Lendi Pillai.
By the way, do you know that if they audit you and they find that you're struggling, you're also a source of risk? You know that, right? If you're struggling to meet your obligations and pay your bills, you are a big source of risk. Because if somebody comes to you and they offer you a bribe, you are likely to take it.
Oh,
we are so
all. Oh, true.
Yeah. So you mustn't be on either the scale. Whenever partner endowed, you must be affording.
And I know a lot of Metro cops are like, I fail on my lifestyle audit because, yay, the salary says this, but the lifestyle, oh, the cars.
Yeah.
Daisha and Mina, it's actually the other way around. Imala yiko, but the lifestyle is so suspicious because, see, when they see my post on the weekend, it's like, how?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, Mina, if it's pass or fail, I'll be writing a supplementary exam, hey, because my money just keep disappearing. Actually, I would like to audit my bank.
Hey, can I be anonymous for this one? I work for Joburg Metropolis. I would fail this money, but because... Years back, I made some wise decision when it comes to investment, you know. And I've got, one or two properties here and there. And, those properties are keeping me nice afloat. And on the surface, you think maybe I'm involved in the criminal activities, but I'm not. But I live a comfortable life, and you are my neighbor, by the way. Anonymous.
Did you by any chance invest in Coca-Cola, in the cool drink business?
That's funny.
I'm a metro.
No, he says he didn't do anything illegal, which I like.
I love it too.
Yeah.
Fondo, you've finished me. Minage, unfortunately, Lang Seven's a corner. It's standard. They do it without. It's like a normal routine check, basically. So, angina choice, they can come. Otherwise, ngabe sekudala ngihambile. Guys, a simple thing is buying a car that they think you cannot afford. You get questioned.
Fondo, we've got a tweet for you from Mutsindiso Zulu. He says, Caesar, you're the type ehlekana umuntu azafuna ukukhala. Wabaseleke. Please don't do Fondo like that, bro.
He's a bully.
Lifestyle audit. Would you pass or would you fail?
Sure, if my name were to be selected, it's P-Wenang, some investigator. Don't waste our time. No,
Can I remain anonymous, guys? With regards to lifestyle audits and stuff like that, I would make it.
Sizu and the team, good morning. I think I will pass with flying colors. I've done vetting already and I've got the certificate, so there's nothing on my name. So I'll pass.
Mm-hmm. I would pass with flying colors if an audit was done on my lifestyle. I do like nice things, but reasonably nice things, you know? So I'll never be too extravagant in my purchases. Although I think if I didn't have a kid, I would be making questionable decisions where my money's concerned. Because Ginaloba impulsive, if I like it, I want it, I'll get it. Why not? I work. I always justify. Anyway, but I would pause, definitely.
Sure, Susan, the team. I'm very anonymous now. You want to mean, when it comes to lifestyle audit, I'm
angilandela amasoja nani bathi lo muntu lo hayi ngeke ngahamba.
Notice everything comes through anonymously. They don't even tell us what they do.
Hey.
They just go, I gag, and leave it at that.
I'm in Kaluba anonymous namhlanje. I will fail with the capital letter F. Ngisebenza ku government, ngeke ngisho ukuthi kuphi nomnyeni wami nayo uyasebenza, but we have a hustle SID, which siyazi ukuthi masibuye emsebenzini siyasebenza ma-reports even on weekends. Literally our life is like that, so nothing illegal, have our own side hustle, audit fair, but anginankinga ngalokho.
Oh man, we're gonna close off the hour with Money Long, Made for Me. Also interesting that her name is Money Long.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.